Welcome back to another episode of the Thrive Daily Podcast, a podcast for the 5%. We are all about that new mindset, that new perspective, giving you the fuel you need to thrive on the daily. I'm really excited about today's episode, guys. It's going to be really short, really sweet, and straight to the point. Brief picture of where I'm at right now. It is about 11 o'clock at night, and I am standing out on the beach, just chilling. Right, I got the waves in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear, but it's super, super peaceful. The beach is almost completely empty. And it's really, I think it paints a perfect picture and setup for this podcast. I apologize about the podcast getting uploaded late. Something happened with it. It just got messed up and I wasn't able to upload. So I'm just re-recording it. And hey, we're going with it. You do what you got to do. By the title of today's episode, you're probably wondering, bro, why are you taking shots at me, man? Why are you ruining my vibes for the summer? It's vacation season. Like, it's time to chill. It's time to relax. Well, I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy. I have always grown up in a home where productivity was something important. Oh, what? Listen to this, guys. Listen to this. We got some live fireworks. Wait. Oh, I think they're duds. They're shooting some fireworks over there. It's pretty cool. So hopefully that's not really loud when those go off for you. But this is, okay, real quick, this is the quietest time I could find to do this. Like, literally, this is the best time I can record this for you guys. So, I apologize about the environment, but I think it's kind of cool. I think it's different. It changes things up a little bit. But I've always grown up in a home where productivity was something that was near and dear to the parents' heart. My mom's an entrepreneur. My dad's an entrepreneur. And I've always, oh, ready? Pow! I just always found productivity to be like a cool thing. I've enjoyed like working on things when I was a kid. Like, I wasn't the kid that just wanted to play video games, just wanted to just sit around and do nothing. Like, I always enjoyed doing things that felt meaningful. That's not to say that taking time for yourself is bad, which leads me to my first point, which is rest is right. Okay, rest is good. Rest is from the Lord. It's ordained, and that is something that should be very high on your priority list. Is resting, getting adequate sleep, getting adequate, just de-stressing time. Rest is very important, and that's what allows you to be productive. That's what allows you to go 100% and achieve those goals that you're going after. Is rest. And that's something that I have always struggled with and my dad too. It's hard for me to just like sit down and do nothing without feeling like I'm losing something. Like, I feel like I'm losing out whenever I'm doing nothing. And so I always like to be doing, whether that's being just on the computer while I'm on vacation or reading a book or doing something productive. And that's not good. That's something that I have struggled with. So I'm always like wanting to go and never want to just stop and take time. And that's something that some of my friends, especially Anthony, which is the co-host of our other podcast, Two Straight Men, he really has helped me with, just to learn how to be like, Jay, just relax, man. You got to be able to separate the two. And that's one thing I want to convey to you, is that rest is good. Rest is important. But there's a time and a place for rest, and there's a time and a place to get things done. My second point is work is also right. So rest is right, and so is work. Work is right as well. There's a time and a place for work, and all throughout the Bible, there's scripture that references the importance of rest and the importance of working and being a good steward of your time. And that's really where I thrive, is on that number two. There is the work thing. Like, that's always something that I've enjoyed. That's always something that's been special to me, is just like working. Like, I like to work. A lot of people don't. Part of that may be because I enjoy what I do, but even then, there's times in the jobs that I have that I don't enjoy it. I don't feel like going to work, but I like working. I'd rather be doing that than nothing. And I want to convey that to you, that listen, like, yes, rest is important, but work is important too. Like, you are made to work. I can't stand all these people out there that like sell this whole idea of just like, you know, retiring at 30 and like never having to work again and just sitting on a tropical island for the rest of, like, yeah, sure, that works for a very few people in the world, but for the majority of us, you just need to go ahead and accept the fact that you're probably going to work for a while, but I want you to enjoy that. I want you to thrive in that season of work, because you're going to probably be working the majority of your life. So you might as well get used to it. You might as well learn how to enjoy it. And I promise you, if you can master that balance between rest and work, your life is going to be so much more rewarding. That leads me into my third point, which is sluggards kind of suck, right? I hate laziness and sluggishness, or whatever you want to call it. Sluggards suck. And in the Bible, it talks about how much they suck. I can't reference scripture off the top of my head. You can go look it up. But I've really had to work on not calling this stuff out in my friend group, in like just social settings where there is sluggishness, there is laziness. I've had to really work on not calling that out, because it just gets under my teeth. It gets under my skin a little bit. And I despise it. So I encourage you, take these two things to heart, finding a balance between rest and work, but just know that, being lazy, being a sluggard, whatever you want to call it, is not of the Lord. It is not good. It will not be rewarding. You'll regret being sluggish in your early years when you get older. I promise. Like, mark my words, if you are lazy when you're young and when you have energy, and you're sluggish when you could be working and putting in the time and utilizing the resources that you have at a young age with your energy and your time, if you have that negative outlook as a kid or like a young adult or whatever, just like kind of getting by with the bare minimum and not putting in the work and the hours like you could be, just know that'll come back to bite you. You should want to work. You should want to be productive. And if you're not like that, I mean, hey, that's okay. But just know that I don't agree with it, and neither does the Bible. So just remember that. Number four, which kind of ties in all of this. I know my last title of the podcast was Suffocate the BS, right? Well, my fourth point for episode 35 is Suffocate the Sluggishness. And I really like this word suffocate. I think it's kind of intense. It's beefy. Like when you say suffocate something, that's like really, that's graphic. Like, suffocate the freaking sluggishness. Stop being lazy. Learn how to rest, but learn how to freaking get down and get dirty and work too. I'm not the best at either, but I will say that I'm much more lean towards working and being productive than I do being lazy and sitting on the couch all the time and watching TV. I've got to learn how to take a break, relax, de-stress, not always feel like I have to be doing something, because that's what stresses you out, and that weakens your quality of life, or whatever you want to call it. If you're not able to relax, if you're not able to de-stress, because stress will kill you, literally. So you have to learn how to do that. But I encourage you that rest is right, work is right, sluggards suck, and you gotta suffocate the sluggishness, because you don't want to be a freaking sucker. That's really all I got for today. That's just what was on my mind. I was actually at work right before I came down to the beach, and I was like, you know what? I was thinking of, what do I want to talk about for this podcast? And I don't know. That thought came into my head. Like, it's good to rest, and it's good to work, but it's not good to be a sluggard, right? You can rest and take downtime without being a sluggard, without being lazy. Those are two different things. Strategically, rest strategically, and work when you're not resting. All right? Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm just chilling at the beach, you know? But hey, it's 11 o'clock. We're out here recording a podcast. I'm going to wake up in the morning, edit it for you and everything, and get it up as soon as I can. I appreciate you guys. Sticking with me with some of the spontaneousness here. I know it's not a normal episode, not a normal environment. I'm using my phone to record it, but you know, we do what we got to do, and no excuses, right? Suffocate the freaking BS. Suffocate the excuses. Do what you got to do. You got to get over perfectionism, because nothing's perfect. and you just got to execute. So remember that. I love you guys. I appreciate you. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it. And I will talk to you in the next one. Peace.